We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Yeehaw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy, I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne guy gonna have some funny sweet say out his mouth.
If you gotta say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey, that donkey
of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like, I mean no harm.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, September 16th goes to an unnamed patient in India who had to be hospitalized after allegedly shoving a deodorant canister up his ass, okay, where it remained for 3 weeks before doctors removed it. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday! I'm not making this up, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, a man shoved the 8-inch deodorant can up his butt and left it there for 3 weeks. Either two things are happening here. This man was extra horny or extra stink. Okay, do you know how fed up you gotta be with the smell of your own ass to just shove a deodorant can up it and leave it there for 3 weeks? All right, this man must have gotten called stink ass, funky ass, musty ass. Somebody must have told him to go wash his ass so many times that he decided the only way to course correct the problem was to stick a can of deodorant up his butt. All right, you gotta understand, whoever made any of these products first, whether it was soap, deodorant, douche, they were absolutely fed up with how humans on this planet were smelling at the time. All right, that simply just had to be the inspiration. So when someone takes one of these products and sticks it up their ass, I repeat, it's either because they stink as hell or they extra horny, and it could be that he was extra horny because it is some extra horny people on this planet, and he might be one of them. Is this what the world has come to? Imagine sticking some Dove deodorant up your ass, just imagine. You know what I'm saying? Men are out here on this planet sticking cans of deodorant up their ass for what? All right, Secret has actually created a new campaign slogan, and that slogan is strong enough for a man but made for those who want to be penetrated like a woman. Okay, what kind of choices do you make before you stick a can of deodorant up your rectum? Do you think to yourself, aluminum versus no aluminum, traditional versus natural? Clearly his format choice is can, all right? The roll-up stick probably a little too wide. Now, doctors conducted several x-rays, which revealed that the young man had a 7.5-inch deodorant can lodged in his colon near his anus. Doctors believe that he put the antiperspirant up his anus, but his reasons for giving himself the D, and the D being deodorant, are unknown. I really have to know what brand it was, okay, because what if it was Degree? If it was Degree, I have a marketing idea. They can do 6-inch cans, okay, because 7.5 to 8 inches, that just seems massive, okay? That's actually my penis measurements. But instead of that, just do a nice 6-inch can of Degree, and the slogan can be Degree 6-inch spray for anyone in need of 6 degrees of penetration, okay? The deodorant business is missing a lot of money, man, because clearly it's a new way to use deodorant. By the way, this might be the way they have always been using deodorant. We just didn't know, but guess what? It's not a secret anymore, okay? It used to be 3 types of deodorants: roll-on, stick, or spray. Now it's roll-on, stick, and gay. Matter of fact, what exactly does stick mean nowadays when we are talking deodorant? We're really interviewing the wrong people on this show because I want to talk to this guy, all right? I have questions. The more I read this article, I see doctors have shot down my sticking the deodorant up his ass because he had a smelly bum theory, all right? They ruled that out. And doctors had to cut open this man's stomach to get the silver spray can of deodorant out. Oh. It was a spray can. Oh. They don't sell dildos in India. Huh? Man, get this man out of here so we can send him a care package from Doc Johnson. We still got the Doc Johnson Connect.
I have some stuff right here.
Yeah, we got to send him something. We're going to send you the dildo that sticks to the wall so you can back that thing up and city boy on that D.
How you know all about right? that?
What do you mean?
He tried it.
Never tried it. I got eyes. I read. I have no idea what brand of deodorant this is. I've never seen this brand in my life. It's like silver. It might be Old Spice. No, it's not Old Spice. I'm just more impressed that this can stayed in his ass for 20 days, all right? He wasn't able to poop, all right? Okay, but what's impressive is this spray can is clean. I would think this spray can would come out messier than a newborn baby, just doo-doo everywhere. But that is not the case, unless they wiped it off before they took a pic with it. You know, this is why podcasts like Horrible Decisions and Lip Service are important. You got to stop shaming people for their kinks, all right? Men want things up their butt and are scared to get it the real way for fear of judgment. All right, now this man has damage to both his esophagus and intestines, which doctors say will require surgery in the future, and he will need to be monitored by doctors for the next 7 days in case of further complications, all because y'all got this man scared to be who he is. With all that said, please give the young man in India who stuck that spray can of deodorant up his ass the biggest hee-haw. You got dildos and penises and women or man's fingers and anal beads, all types of things you could stick up your ass, but you're using deodorant. Knock it off, my guy.
All right.
All right.
Fruits, vegetables.
Nah, that's just, you know, why would you waste a good fruit? Well, you could eat it after,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, especially if you don't, like if you do the banana and don't peel it.
A cucumber, you could just use it for flavoring.
Did the guy give a reason or no?
No, there's no reason.
Maybe it's Friday. He was about to get ready for tonight and was just...
still not a good excuse.
Expanding and getting his...
He got sex toys for that.
Maybe he doesn't have sex
toys. You know,
toys.
Vicious. Don't make me react. Wait till we do this Breakfast Club documentary. That's definitely going to be in there. You remember Vicious?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I hate y'all.
How long was it? And Gia, actually, wife also did co-sign.
Tell us how big it was. Yes, Gia did. Yes, go watch the interview Gia did on Breakfast Club. Gia absolutely confirmed it.
Give me a hug.
Come here, Vicious. I'm always down to hug
Vicious. Let me Google Envy Dildo.
I'm hugging you from the back. What you mean?
I'm not hugging you from the back.
Hug me from the back.
Envy. This is so crazy. I just want to say something. I just Googled Envy and Dildo. I did not know you had a video on XNXX.com.
Now, don't do that, G. Come on now. I don't even know what that is. Now.
Wow.
He just makes stuff up.
No, Google it. MV Dildo.
Is
God damn it, G. You know I'm about to Google this. Why would you say
it? It says right here, XNXX.com, MV Dildo. And then it says MV Dildo F in Shower. That's on TNA.
No, it doesn't. It says dildo envy. Like the average dildo size.
No. Go down to like the fifth. Go down to the fifth search. It
average
says
dildo size compared to the average penis. Goodness. I Googled envy dildo and a bunch of articles come up with men who are jealous of dildos.
You got to do all, not news. You got to see. Oh, and then it has DJ Envy. You take a dildo but can't take a joke.
That was Jesus.
You said that?
Jesus said that?
Jesus and Mary.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh.
He doesn't read.
When did Jesus say that?
He doesn't read.
Was that after
the my gosh. DJ, this is in Rolling Out. DJ Envy got caught in a racy Snapchat
Envy,
scandal.
I ain't do all of this. I just told everybody we was doing a documentary. I ain't say all this.
just let it go.
Damning part came when Envy allegedly told the woman that he enjoys anal penetration with a 9.5-inch dildo on a regular basis.
When is she leaving? I thought you were supposed to be leaving. Didn't we say goodbye to you already? We just had a whole show. Angela Yee is leaving. Why are you still here?
You're so uptight, Emmy. Why don't you get a dildo and relax?
We just had a whole show. Angela Yee's leaving. We celebrated. We got you food. And you ain't leaving yet.
You know what?
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, y'all stop. Go to
There's
commercial,
There's so
man.
Much. If you guys are looking up Emmy Dildo, go to page 5.
All right. When we come back, we got the positive note and more. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.